Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast in beautiful Cypress, Texas.
The one and only.
The one and only.
I think.
You know, it's not even Cypress anymore, really. I mean,
It's Houston.
I mean, it has its little essence, I guess, especially around Christmas time, all the neighborhoods, but it's Houston. Who are we kidding?
Yeah.
Waller's the new Cypress.
Yeah, that's true. It's no longer the little sleepy community outside of city limits.
Which used to be nice. I mean, backtrack. I mean, you used to ride your four-wheeler.
To your house.
To my parents' house when we were kids.
Yeah.
And now there's a giant effing neighborhood with like 500 units in it, if not more.
Yeah, I couldn't do that without riding through some people's yards.
Tearing down some fences. So, oh, sipping on my tea here. So we got a very special announcement to make. We're really excited about this. This has been a very interesting and exciting year for Mitch and I here and for Rose Hill in general.
Really, I mean, Rose this Hill, whole year has been the birth.
Well, yeah,
I mean, essentially,
we began here in 2010, and from all those people that knew us as Texas High Life and have followed our careers, to all the new fans that we've gained as Rose Hill, it's just been a really crazy year. And Mitch and I wanted to give a gift back to the fans of Rose Hill and hopefully future fans of Rose Hill. If you head on over to the Facebook page. We're giving away 1,000 free full downloads of the record. So there you go.
First come, first serve.
Merry Christmas. All you have to do is hit the like button on Facebook, and there'll be a redemption code to show you how to get it. And it's 100% free. And just really appreciate everybody going on this ride with us and being a part of our year this year. And we're going to try to make that a tradition for as long as we're doing Rose Hill and just a Christmas present to the fans. I think what better than just some free music, you know?
Let's give back a little bit, you know?
So head on over there, check it out, and tell your friends. Anyway, it's first come, first serve. It'll be up as long as it, you know, for, you know, until we give away 1,000 of those downloads. And enjoy. Other than that, we've got two shows left, and then we get a nice little break. We're
taking a little holiday break for ourselves as well.
A little R&R is in the future, and so we kind of wanted to share with you guys what we're going to be doing. We'll try to make it interesting, because I get pretty lazy. I don't know how about you, Mitch. I get pretty lazy during off time.
Yeah. It's weird. I actually play more guitar during off time.
Well, yeah, you just played guitar for about 20 minutes before we delaying the start.
I had to let the lead out.
Yeah. It's in here jamming. I was in the other room making a cup of hot tea and just walked in and said, are you done? So, we still get together, though. I mean, we still write. I mean, we just take a break from the traveling for the shows, spend time with family.
No, I guess my point is when we're not in the midst of the hustle and bustle is when I actually feel like I'm at my creative peak.
Well, I mean, this time last year, we wrote over half the record.
Yeah, that's true.
Christmas time.
In the month of December.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, like we've been talking about in past podcasts, it's just the season hits you different, you know? And
are your plans? You staying in town?
Yeah, I'm staying in town. All my family comes to my parents' house.
That's true. I mean, most of your family is in Houston.
Well, it's
or you know, in Texas.
The difference this year is my wife and I, we're going to try to do our own traditions while incorporating it with the Myers family traditions, which is proving much more difficult than I thought, just because of the kids and having to rush them around and everything. But there's certain things that I'm not ready to change yet, you know. I mean, most of the changes are really more geared towards Christmas Eve. Like, we'll go spend all day at my parents' house and see my grandparents and all that. And
yeah.
But then when they're getting ready for dinner, we're gonna go to Christmas service, and take Gracie to see all the lights and all that stuff. And really, it's just, you know, with me, it's just I gotta see all my family, really, mm-hmm. that I don't get to see. I mean, I've got cousins and aunts and uncles that have birthdays all throughout the year that, well, I can't go to, because mm-hmm. you know, all my family's here. It's a little bit different for you. A lot of your family's in Oklahoma and
Arizona.
You got a brother up north, so
Louisiana, Pennsylvania.
You miss birthdays because you're thousands of miles away. I'm in the same city with most of my aunts and uncles and grandparents, and so this is my time to really catch up with them.
Spend some good quality time.
Yeah, a little QT, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's one of those things, and I'm sure the listeners out there will appreciate this, one of those things that you look forward to all year, but then towards that last week of Christmas break, you're just like, God, I want things to get back to normal, you know? Yeah. I get tired of it, at least, you know?
I don't get that antsy. I enjoy the time off to its fullest.
Yeah, but we're, you know, it's time off, but we're always doing something. You know, we're just not going to do a podcast for a couple weeks. We're going to put it to rest for a couple weeks, do some writing, get some shows booked. We're going to make it a big 2011. Speaking of which, everybody, January 8th, the annual Rose Hill Whedon show. Whedon was a brief guest on our show last week. He's coming out with a couple of guys from Honey Brown and Ryan James, formerly of the Ryan James Band, will be playing drums at the Firehouse Saloon, January 8th. Bring yourselves out. Gonna be a good time.
It's always a good time.
So, just wanted to branch out a little bit because my favorite time of the year happens to be New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Crazy. Even last year was crazy. We have some good ones. And I wanted to kind of share my favorite New Year's Eve of all time. And I wanted to see what yours was. But mine would have to be Y2K. You remember that? The world's coming to an end. The millennium's changing. All the computers are going to shut down. We're all going to die.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal.
That was my favorite, though, because as much as it, because I was young at that, I would have been 16 probably.
You know, it's going to be even crazier is December 21st of next year.
Yeah, 2 years from now. It's 2012, bud.
Oh, yeah.
It is. We'll be all right. The Mayans were drunks, convinced. So as much as we didn't care, like I was 16, I didn't care. I knew that the adults cared a little bit because my parents never really partied, you know, when we were growing up, and we lived on a piece of property here in Cyprus, and our next door neighbors had a piece of property, I'd grown up with them since when I was born in Katy, Texas, so we've known each other for, you know, whatever, 16 years, as long as I was born, and so they decided to go all out for this particular New Year's because it was Y2K, it was the turn of the millennium. So the year before, we had spent New Year's on Bourbon Street because the Aggies were playing in the Sugar Bowl against Ohio State, and we wanted to recreate that. So we spent 3 days, and this is when my brother was at A&M, and the Wallace's oldest son was at A&M, and we built Bourbon Street out of plywood, and it connected my parents' house to the Wallace's house, some of which were actual rooms where you could go in and get drinks, like at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, you could go in and get margaritas, you know. And at the Cat's Meow, you go in and get hurricanes and stuff. And we made it in 3 days. A bunch of drunk college kids with some 2x4s and plywood. And I was 16, severely underage, and that's probably the drunkest I've ever been in my life. Because they had these things called hand grenades. You heard about these things?
I've heard about them.
A little bit of absinthe in there. You can only get the mix down there on Bourbon Street. Anyways, obviously the countdown came. Nothing happened. We were drunk, had a great time. But just the idea of the buildup of building Bourbon Street and throwing just this monumental party for New Year's was hands down my favorite New Year's Eve, for sure.
I'm going to have to say mine was the sidecar days when we were doing New Year's shows there.
Yeah.
They were just fun.
They were pretty epic because we were so young. And the idea of being on stage and doing the countdown and playing Old Enzyme on stage while everybody's kissing and the confetti's going, you're right, those were fun.
I mean, because as a kid, I mean, we always just, you know, the families would get together, we'd eat and, you know, and drink and do all that stuff and pop fireworks and do all that deal, you know, burn wood in the fire.
Yeah.
But never had a Bourbon Street party.
Yeah. That wasn't typical. I don't want everybody out there probably thinks my parents are terrible parents for letting a 16-year-old get drunk. I truly think they thought something was going to happen. Because it was a free-for-all. And maybe it's because it was all gated in, but I don't know. I see what you're saying about the sidecar days, though, because we really could do whatever we wanted to. It was our show. And Perrin and Mary Beth, the owners, were really good about just letting us do whatever we wanted to do. And it was always, it was like taking our personal New Year's Eve party and moving it out there. So.
Moving it there, yeah.
And it was just a blast.
Remember the first one? I mean, all the family. I mean, everybody was there. The sad part about that is, you know, the last year, or we didn't play a show last year. It got to the point that we were doing so many New Year's shows after a while that people were starting to expect them. And then that was their thing to do for New Year's. And I think my parents asked me this year, are y'all going to play? And I was like, no. And they're like, dang it.
Well, there's a reason for that, man. There was one year that we did, because after we did the sidecar ones, we started doing the firehouse one.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we did the firehouse one, what we should have done, hindsight, we should have just got a hotel down there. Mm-hmm. Every time, but we didn't, you know, we were just so used to playing Firehouse of the Year and driving home, and there was it got to the point,
it's too dangerous,
it was really dangerous. Like I'll never forget driving home at 3 a.m. and let me just tell you folks, when you're playing New Year's Eve, I know it's a party, but you don't get nearly as drunk.
Not as bad as the people on the road. Firehouse is about a 30-minute drive home from us. And that, you know, that's a very risky 30-minute drive on New Year's Eve.
I'm not joking. I mean,
you know, with, you know, 3 million or however many people are in Houston out running the road, running amok around the roads and freeways. So,
and it just became one of those things where, like, I remember like 3 years ago, it was the time we did it with we did the New Year's show with Abbott and Rich O'Toole. I was sober when we left there, and Dave was driving. And, like, there was, like, 3 times on the way home that we should have died because of bad driving, that if, thank goodness, we were sober. And it just got to the point where, you know, there comes a time when they want us to play, like, Stars Over Texas, Downtown Houston or something like that, we'll play it. But for us, it's just, you know, last couple of years, it's been nice staying at home, popping fireworks and with the family.
Yeah.
You know, so why don't y'all let us know what your favorite New Year's experience was, or what you're doing for Christmas, and send it on into the Facebook site. We'll take a look, compare notes. Maybe you got some ideas of something to do that I don't know about, and I want to, you know, become a Myers family tradition. So as we sign off here from our last podcast of 2010, we just like to say thank you very much for listening and being a part of Rose Hill, and we're just scratching the surface of things to come. So head over to the Facebook site, get your free copy of the record as a thank you for us. And
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And we'll see you in 2011. We're Rose Hill.
We're out.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Ride with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you from the hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us at www.rosehill-live.com. And please, keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to support your local live musicians.